Welcome back to another episode of the 5-Minute Major podcast of STL, brought to you by Across the Board. We are happy to have another week talking hockey and giving a little preseason preview of the Metro Division in the Eastern Conference. How are we doing, Mikey?
Doing good. I'm not happy to go to work tomorrow, but I'm happy we're talking hockey.
Ain't that the truth?
I'm happy you're wearing your beautiful Iowa Heartless jersey, dude. Yeah. I want one so
Look
bad.
At this. This is so great.
Cool. Shout out to... I love the shoulder patches, too, with the flowers. Yeah. So cool, man.
Yeah. Great jersey. Yeah. I won't lie. It was a pretty cool team store out of all the team stores I've kind of been traveling to as of late. Great place. It two floors, all the merchandise you could dream of, tons of jerseys, and a lot of themed jerseys that they had.
Is it better than St. Louis?
I would not say it's better than St. Louis. I would say the Belleville Senators have a really good team store. But
Canada's
I will say
different.
The Maple Leafs team store left a lot to be desired, and Toronto let me down. So I would rank this store and Belleville Senators, which are two minor league teams, better than Toronto's.
Toronto's in the dumps already.
Scotiabank Arena, man. You left a lot to be desired for in your team store, which I get it's the off season and you share it with other sport teams. But I think it's one of those like the Giants and Jets where they have like things like they can pull it out and flip.
I see. So they have Marley's stuff. Is that what you're talking about? Or
the
is it
Raptors?
Like, the Raptors. Yeah. Toronto's in shambles. Everything's good, man. I'm just ready to talk hockey. I feel like I'm lost without it.
Yeah, no.
Do you feel the same way? Like, I cannot watch baseball anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I used to. I'm like, okay, I can get through the summer. But now it's like, I need hockey right now. Like, yeah. I'm bored.
I watched the Cardinals game last night. And that was, at least benches cleared some excitement, which.
Yeah, but they
didn't
fight.
Shout out John Jay stirring things up, which is even better. And then I watched the pitiful soccer team last night just lose. And
God, the worst.
They're
the
so
worst.
Bad, man. So
they can't hold on to a single lead.
At least we'll have a little bit of football starting up that'll get us to the window of hockey. But
yeah.
Good Lord, I need hockey back in my life because this has been painful.
I agree. Like you said, Metro Division today. We did this last year, kind of.
Yeah.
We're just going to do it again. We have... not a lot to talk about. The offseason's been really boring after like the whole Ehlers thing went down. Let's talk about who we think's going to come out of this. I think everyone, 99% of the NHL fans probably have pretty close to what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, I agree.
Because the Metro's not a great division.
No, it's really up in the air.
Yeah. Okay, last year. This was honestly something came to a surprise.
Yeah.
It was the Ovi show last year, but also the team was like scoring at will.
Yes.
So the Capitals led the division with 111 points. And then Carolina came second with 99, Devils 91, Blue Jackets 89, Rangers 85, really disappointing season. Islanders 82. Penguins 80, and then the lowly Flyers at 76, which is still in the rebuild phase. Josh, you laid it out. Window for the team, we're going to talk about if it's open or closed.
Yep.
We're going to talk about the biggest addition or like the best player on the team, which could be either or. And then we're going to talk about the biggest question mark, what we think is going to go possibly wrong, depending on this player, this situation, blah, blah, blah. So I'll let you start. This is your second team in the league.
Yeah.
Roll with the bud.
So we will start off with the Carolina Hurricanes. Very interesting team, very interesting dynamic. They have had one of the best regular seasons repeatedly over the last probably five-ish years since Rod Brendamore took over. And the biggest thing is they've kind of retooled on the fly every year. Like they've added, subtracted, but never really lost their core. And I think for them, they do have one of the best underrated defensive defensemen in the game in Jacob Slavin. So very interested. I think this team is a great regular season team. They're a decent playoff team, but they just can't get over that hump. And I think this is going to be the biggest question mark for them going into the season, along with some other player questions we have, is can they figure it out when they get in the playoffs? Can they make that jump? And did they add the players in this offseason that could help take them there? What do you think, Mikey?
Totally agree. Totally agree. Consistently, probably the best team in the Metro.
Yeah.
Rod's a great coach. What people say, he's a winner at heart. And honestly, the front office has done a great job. Like you said, it's almost like the baby brother of the Florida Panthers, just making those on the fly moves, bringing in, brought in Brent Burns. They brought in Taylor Hall. You know, you bring in those vets to fill in the void. I think this offseason they're going for it. I think this is it.
I do like this team that's coming in this year. I agree. I think this is one of their best top to bottoms.
They need this too, because Florida's has the same team and possibly could be better again, which is insane. So they really, really need to keep their window open, and we both agreed that it's open for sure. Like this is probably the second best team in the East. It's just the question mark you said is getting over the hump, and a lot of it has to do with the goaltending and Frederick Anderson. Yes. Like, he's always really solid, but he cannot stay on the ice, and he's officially 36. It's kind of that window for him is probably closed after this year, in my opinion, and they need to probably move Kochetkov up or go out and get somebody to fill the void. And so we'll see what happens next season if they don't do it. But I think Anderson's definitely the biggest question mark. I know you agree.
So. Yeah, I agree with you there. And it's crazy looking at the roster. I mean, they have four goalies listed on their roster right now. So I think Freddie's still their number one going into the season. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I really think this team has to really roll with a 1A. 1B situation, and they got to share the love and share the load here, because Freddie's not built to play a full heavy season. Yeah. And you need him in the playoffs. I love Frederick. I think he is a fantastic goalie when healthy.
Yep.
But he has been bitten by the injury bug repeatedly over the last couple of years. And it's kind of been a career thing for him where he just can't stay healthy a full season.
Yeah, agreed. Honestly, postseason, I thought he was fantastic when he played. Arguably the best goalie of the playoffs, I think, until Bob obviously did what he did.
Yeah.
So I totally agree. Let's talk about who I don't exactly know who they subtracted.
Brent Burns.
Brent Burns was like the subtraction, which is great. Great move.
Yeah.
Move on from the old man.
He was serviceable.
He can't play a huge load, you know, like he's got to play that third pair of minutes at this point.
Yeah.
So good for that. Obviously the best and biggest and arguably might be their best player now. I'd say Aho is, but Ehlers coming in from Winnipeg, and he wanted to be there and he signed long term.
Yeah.
Coming off basically a point per game season career year. The Hurricanes are funny to me. I feel like they're small, and they love this type of player. And I'm really excited to see if Ehler can step up and be like the number one guy, basically.
Yeah.
Honestly, cheap deal. I think in my opinion, he should have got paid more by somebody else, but obviously he wants to win. So, and he wanted to go to Carolina for what he says.
He's a consistent 20 plus goal scorer.
Yep.
Well, I think he has a shot to, in my opinion, I think he could be a 30 goal scorer next year with them.
If he's playing on that first line,
with Aho.
Sure.
100%. The question mark continuously in Carolina is, do they have the center depth? And what player are you going to get this year in Seth Jarvis? You let Jake Roslovic still walk, so you lost a serviceable third-line center. Yep. But you also were able to extend a Logan Stankoven on a bargain of a deal that is going to look, in my opinion, will be comparative to a Thomas Kyrou deal in the future with the cap rising.
Yes.
And like the only thing for him, the flaw I do get, he's 5'8". He's 5'8", 165 pounds, which is not ideal, but he plays like a monster.
Yeah.
So, you have a good mixed bag of old and young on this team. You still have some good roots with Jordan Stahl, your Taylor Halls, Nikolai Ehlers, who's been around and done it. So interested to see how this goes for them. I think we can both agree the window is definitely still wide open, but they are kind of in a win now wide open category.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels like how the Blues were the year after we won.
Yes.
Where it's like, window's still open. We can do it again. And then obviously COVID hit and it went all downhill from there.
A we couple have decisions. Two cups right now.
Back to back. Back to back.
Back to back.
Yeah, we won the division that year. So yeah. I mean, I agree. I think this is the team that needs to beat Florida.
Yes.
In my opinion. Because no one else will.
No. And it's different styles. Rob Brendamore plays a very interesting style of hockey, or coaches a very interesting style of hockey.
Yeah, you would think it'd be more like, I feel like they're not physical in a Florida way. They are.
They're physical in a system.
Yes. And they have like that constant pepper the goalie mentality. So it's like quantity over quality sometimes, and I think that's kind of where Florida's like, you know, they can still get the quality from not as many chances. So it's like, we'll see what happens with Keandre Miller. We didn't even mention Keandre
Miller. Keandre Miller,
he was another huge addition. Josh, we talked about trying to get him on the Blues. Like, I love Keandre Miller. I think he's gonna be great there.
Genuinely. Is another towering defenseman. When they were the best team they were is when they were big. It was Slavin, Pesci, what's his name?
Yeah.
With the Predators now. Why am I blanking
Shea,
on this?
Brady Shea.
Yeah. Like, you had tons of guys that were 6'4" or bigger that just played shutdown defensemen.
Totally forgot about Shea, yeah.
Yeah, that group was a solid. And I think a lot is riding on what is Keandre Miller going to be. But we've seen that Carolina is great at producing defensemen. They're great at figuring out defensemen. And
I think that's the system. I think that's where the system benefits.
Yep.
Is because they're so solid back there. I think it's man-to-man. I think they play a man-to-man D. And I think Keandre up in New York has been playing like that zone where he's just can't use his legs and he gets stuck. And last year was like,
yeah.
I mean, he kind of picked it back up after a rough start, but this Carolina, the system he's going to be.
The system's going to be good, and the structure he's coming into, I think, is what Keandre, I agree with you, is needed. So
yeah,
look for Carolina to be a very good team in this next year.
Agreed.
I think we can agree with that, and that's a pretty safe bet.
Yeah, they're going to be battling in the conference final again with Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Should be. We don't want to jinx you. Sorry, Carolina.
Yeah, sorry, Carolina. All right, next team up, Columbus Blue Jackets.
Yes.
Very interested to see how this goes. Had a heck of a campaign last year. And it was all rooted in honoring the late Johnny Hockey.
Yes.
Put together a great season. They're young, they're fast, they're powerful, they're skilled. Missed the last wild card by 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's safe to say this window is opening. I don't think the window's fully open, but I think we are getting there where it is opening, and I'm very excited for this team. What do you think?
I agree. I think their additions kind of show that. You know how like the Blues kind of went out and just kind of filled the void, and I feel like Columbus kind of did their best to just fill the void with certain positions. They went out, they got their Charlie Coyle. They re-signed Fabbro. Huge.
Yeah.
They kept Provorov. Huge. And then they went out and they got a James Van Riemsdyk. You know, he's just a quality veteran, almost 20 goal scorer consistently for his entire career.
Yeah.
Like, that's the type of stuff where it's like, all right, they're there. They're in the retool, not the rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think you're right. It's opening. It's the crack in the doorway is like, so it's getting there for Columbus. Honestly, they should have made the playoffs last year.
They really should have.
Them and Detroit just went on a skid of all skids.
Yeah.
And it screwed them. And I think they would have been way more fun to watch in the playoffs than a couple other teams in the East.
Yeah.
As for their biggest question mark before we get to the Charlie Coyle kind of dive, are they going to keep building on this season? They really need the help Werenski on the back end, like you mentioned here.
Yeah.
Like, the goaltending's not good.
Yeah, Jet Greaves and Elvis Merzlikins. I mean,
it's just a bottom tier pair. You can't win in the playoffs.
Could be good, but like, we're not in
win a playoff series.
No
goaltending at all.
No,
like they had Bob a few years ago. Should have kept him, but they didn't want to pay that much money. You know. Can't blame them, but now they're kind of trying to pick it back up. Great young core coming up, Marchenko and Fantilli, and I am interested with
the rumors of what is that,
Voronkov,
Chinkov or whatever his name is.
Chinakov,
who says he wants out. I mean, he was a 2020 first round pick.
Yeah,
he's a big guy, 6'1", 201 pounds. He's 24 years old.
15 points in 30 games.
Yeah. I mean, not bad. Year before that, he had 29 points in 53, and that was 16 goals, 13 assists.
As a 22-year-old, not bad.
No. So, interested. I think they joke it's the Russian mafia in that locker room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, but good additions. And I think we have some names we're going to talk about here. I'll kind of list the guys they added. Charlie Coyle, Isaac Lundstrom, Miles Wood. And then Mayo, their defenseman they added, which I think, he's not going to do much, but we'll see. So who's your player? I know we have two different names here. We each kind of picked two different guys, and this is the guy you wanted.
So they had this guy, and I mentioned him just a second ago, Fabbro. Yeah. I think keeping him was huge.
I agree.
I think he would have gotten a lot more money in the market. I was genuinely willing to pay him more than he got.
Yeah.
Just a solid right-handed defenseman. Boom. You need that for your top pair or second pair. And he's the guy there. They don't grow on trees, as we've been saying. Yeah. And the fact that this guy can be a plus 20 and have 26 points in 68 games is really good, and that's his best season of his career. He's only 26, and he's probably only going to get better, especially if he plays with Werenski.
Yeah.
So, really happy to see that for Columbus. Definitely.
Yeah. And then I took the approach of I think Charlie Coyle is still a very serviceable NHL player on a lot of teams, and it showed that Colorado wanted him at that point to bring him in for a nice playoff push, and he was a valuable part in Boston for a while. Now, he's not a superstar. I'm not sitting here and saying he's the guy that's going to push him over the edge, and I don't think he qualifies in a category of a Nikolaj Ehlers that we had in Carolina either. But as many Blues fans are aware, having serviceable centermen throughout a long, grueling season is one of the most important things. And he doesn't have to be a superstar here. He just has to be a good, serviceable defenseman that can play a two-way game, eat some minutes, because Fantilli is the guy for them.
Oh, yeah. Fantilli and Marchenko are their guys.
But Charlie Coyle is going to bring some grit, some leadership, and some stability into that locker room that I think 100%. Is just great. It's a good all-around team. Sean Monahan's going to lead that team no matter what. Good Boone Jenner is also the same way.
Yeah. They didn't even have Boone last year.
No.
Like, he could have maybe helped them get over that hump just mentally. So,
yeah.
I love the Coyle pickup. I think... Yeah. The trade was good for both sides, and Coyle's now closer to his hometown on the East Coast, and he had some great years in Boston, bro. He had two straight 40 plus point seasons, and then he had 60 in 23-24 for Boston.
Yeah.
What?
And he's decent on the dot.
He had Selke vote. He's really solid on the vote, or he's solid enough on the dot. So it's a good depth pickup, and he can possibly get you 20 goals. So there you go. Okay, next team, we have the New Jersey Devils.
Oh, Mikey's team right here.
No. I love Jake Allen, though. We'll talk about it a little bit. Last season was great. I mean, it should have been better Well, injuries just destroyed them.
Destroyed them.
Absolutely killed their season from the beginning. They didn't have Hughes. And then they lost like four more guys right before the playoffs. And then they lost two in the first game of the playoffs. It was like, why are they even playing anymore? I think they still won a game.
Yeah.
So it's like they Markstrom was unbelievable in the playoffs. I feel bad for Devils fans. Truly, you guys got screwed out of a great season. I think you genuinely could have made it to the conference finals. And this year's going to be, that's kind of your question mark. Can you stay healthy? You brought basically the same team back and added a couple guys that we'll talk about. I love your goaltender tandem, 37-year-old Markstrom and 36-year-old Jake Allen for five more years. I love it. And it's just, can Hamilton stay healthy? Can Hughes stay healthy? I mean, who else are you going to talk? The whole team, can they just stay healthy and make that jump in the playoffs?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you have to say about
I think this team, if they can stay healthy, and then you need guys to take the next step. And by that, I mean, Nemec needs to really take the next step on the back end. You need guys like, I really think Hughes needs to take the next step. And I think you are banking on a Dawson Mercer and some of these guys to really step their game up. And I think I can kind of segue this into the player I think could help this team and the best addition. I think it's vital to say Jake Allen was probably one of the best spring backs of this team.
Yeah.
But the issue is that this team needed someone to step up and defend the players on the roster. And I think that is what they got in a Connor Brown in a way. And then I think the Evgeny Dadonov. He is old. He's 36. But I think he will bring a much needed depth of scoring. I mean, he put up 40 points last year in 80 games. He was 20 goals, 20 assists, 40 points plus one, and still played. That was a 13-32 averaging on the ice. So I'm very interested to see what this team can do. If they stay healthy, I'd love to see it. But also, Hughes, you need to be a leader. And the comments you made complaining about your first year was such rough, I think that needs to stay in the past, and you need to just step up and be the true leader on that team.
Yeah, I mean, he's a heck of a player.
He is.
Oh my God. I love watching Jack Hughes. He has never played over. Okay, he's played 78 games in one season. The rest, he has not played over 62.
Yeah.
So he needs to get bigger.
Yeah.
You got to drink your whole milk. And eat a bunch of red meat and go to the gym, buddy. 5'11", 175 is not big enough. Yeah. But I think he's no matter what, he's gonna put up 70 plus. He's just that type of player.
Yeah.
His brother is really he's stepping up in a big role.
Yeah.
He's just another youngster that could possibly be unbelievable for them, but he needs to be almost like a go-to guy. And then of course you have Heischer and Brad who are going to do their things. So we'll see what happens. I think their window's open. It's so reliant on staying healthy. It really is. And then after the season, I think it could just go whoop and close. I think it could be like a Pittsburgh where it was like open and then it went whoop and closed real quick.
I agree. All right, let's hop into our next team here, the New York Islanders. So, very interesting team. Great draft, like you said. I agree with you. If you want to kind of read their kind of intro, I think that's all you. But I agree with you. Fantastic draft this past season.
Yeah, great draft. They got Schaefer and a couple others.
Yeah.
Definitely a lot of promise down the pipeline. Right now, it's kind of not a playoff team.
No,
not a playoff team. I feel like they haven't changed in 10 years. I feel like it's been the same roster in 10 years, which is insane to think about. And they're finally getting caught up. Like the age and all that is catching up to them.
They finally shook up the front office, which is, I think, is going to benefit them. I think that's going to be a huge step in the right direction.
And it already has. They drafted well, and they made some some big trades. I mean, they sent Dobson to Montreal, and that was like, whoa. And he got paid, so good for him. Now what do? I think you just kind of ride it with your old guys. You throw Bo out there, you throw Barzal and Anders Lee, and you try your best to get to 80 points.
Romanov be a number one defenseman this year.
Yep. So it's going to be really, really interesting, like 2-3 years down the road from now, where they have to flip the team. Like it has to be almost a new team. So with Dobson out, I mean, they brought in Schaefer, obviously, with the draft pick, which I think is huge.
Yep.
And then Jonathan Drouin.
Interesting pickup.
I kind of like it. I think he's so good, and he's just never been healthy. So
yeah,
he needs to come out and almost be that guy for the Islanders. Like, their secondary scoring has to be Jonathan Drouin, because Barzal doesn't score. He passes. And Anders Lee can't score 40. And Bo Horvat can't score more than 35. You know, so it's going to be really interesting to see. And you just lost, 10-plus goals in the back end with Dobson.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's going to be an interesting season. I really don't have much to really add in on that. I just think they have a lot to figure out. And it'll be interesting to see how they play. They still have some good guys on the front end that, like, they should be able to compete, but I mean, they're not going to be the bottom barrel, but they're not going to be really a great playoff contender. So they're right in the middle. They're in that
dreaded middle.
What are you going to do? Like, either you can go in two directions, and Doug Armstrong talked about this all the time. If you want to tank, we can get a top 10 pick again. And like they just did, where we can gut the team and figure it out, or like we retool on the fly. It's going to be a little painful, but like you still need people in the seats. So
yeah,
I think that's going to be the biggest thing.
Yeah, Islanders fans are intense, man. They love their team and they love their hockey, and I love them for it. But you guys are unfortunately in kind of that weird spot where you have to just push through as a fan and root them on no matter what.
Yeah,
and hope you get lucky, or just hope you keep getting those top 10 picks for a while, and then before you know it, you'll have Schaefer up and he'll be unreal. So, you guys are not making the playoffs, unfortunately.
Yep. Safe to say.
You never know.
This is true. You never know.
But you never know. Okay. Now to across the bridge to the Rangers. I don't know what to say about you guys last year. That was just sad.
Yeah, that bad.
On paper, you should have been a top three team in the Metro for sure, and I think you still should be this year. The fans were really upset with the front office and the players. Some of the players didn't seem interested. You know, I don't know what else to say. I think you're going to be good this year. I think you should be the third spot in the Metro. Are you going to keep Panarin this coming off season? He's going to be a free agent,
he's
right?
Gone.
Zibanejad, where's he gone? You know, is JT Miller going to be your number one center for years to come? So this is kind of that weird, the window is like that much open.
Yeah.
It's been closing for, like, it was kind of closing, and then it went, whoop, we're open, but you screw up one more time and we're closed.
I think it's a team that I don't know if they're just snake bitten. I don't know if guys got complacent. It's one of those where you're just like, what are we doing here? Like, we don't have a great direction. We are paying our goalie a crazy amount of money. and that's one of those things. Like, yes, he's a very good goalie, but he's 29 too. He's like, it's 29. And his
career. I can't believe they paid him that much money.
No, man.
It's like the Bob contract where everyone's like, why?
That's
it. But you never know. Shesterkin could be 36 like Bob and just bring back-to-back cups to New York. Like,
and that's the thing. You don't know some of these goalies.
Yeah.
I think their biggest thing and who you need to show up and be your best player is JT Miller. JT Miller has to wake up that locker room. And I think he can take that fire that was not accepted well in Vancouver. And I think this locker room needs it.
Yeah.
So interested to see how this is going to go. New coach there. And I think they're going to regret letting Miller leave. I think you don't find defensemen like that every day. And can Adam Fox really rise up to another level? And I'm not saying he hasn't been good enough for them, but he should be more, in my opinion. And then Vladislav Gavrikov, he is probably their best addition this offseason.
Easily.
He will bring stability to that back end. And I think if he plays with Fox, which I assume he will, he's going to be that stay-at-home guy that can let Fox go do what he needs to do and carry the offense and move the puck and play in transition well.
Totally agree. Yeah, I think Gavrikov's a big addition. It fills the void of Keandre Miller.
Yes.
So I guess it's a little give, a little take. And, yeah. I mean, my biggest question mark is just the chemistry in general. Like, is the limelight catching up to some of them where they're like, I can't stand playing in Madison Square Garden anymore, which I'm sure they're not saying that because that's the best place to play in the world, right, as they say.
You say that, but Jacob Trouba wanted out of there, man.
Yeah, I was going to mention Trouba. I still think that whole debacle between him and the team was so dumb. I think not being able to keep him around was silly. Hell of a captain.
There were some throws weird
literal elbows for his team, so it's great. And then my other question mark is Zibanejad. I think he had a down year. He looked disinterested, just like some other players. So he needs to step up, or I think he should go.
I agree. I think a lot of decisions need to be made after this season because
if it's not a first round win. Or like you make it and you compete for seven games, then it's like something has to happen. So
yeah.
And is Chris Drury actually going to do something? We'll see.
All right, Philadelphia Flyers, you take us into this beginning of this one too.
Okay, Philly fans, I feel for you guys. You guys are some of the best in the world. You guys are insane, literally. Yeah. You'll throw hands for your team any day. It was so. Honestly, I thought you guys were going to be better, but you stuck to high heaven. You fired Torts. You traded away Lawton, Pelling, Kuzmenko, Farabee, and Frost, but you brought in Giovanni Smith, Gabrinkin, Vladar for goaltending. Let's go. You did it before the Oilers. You brought in a goalie before the Oilers did. Christian Dvorak, and then, of course, Trevor Zegras, who we'll talk about a little bit more. You're rebuilding, and that's okay. I think wish it's you guys good. Were more competitive. I wish you guys were.
They're going to be competitive this year.
Yeah,
I agree. It's going to be fun hockey.
It's Tuck, right? Tuck is coaching. Yeah, and he brought over a couple of his buddies. So I think the system is like, all right, we're back. Yeah. Now let's go get our guys. Like Briere is going to be like, all right, let's go get a couple more guys. And let's be better than Pittsburgh at least.
You got to be.
What do you got to say about it?
Yeah, no, I'm excited for this season for them. I love Rick Tocchet, in my opinion. Didn't work as well as I thought it would in Vancouver. A lot of people give him crap for that, but I think he should flourish well here in Philly. This is a decent roster when you look at it. Like, it's not terrible. I mean, it's not a barn beater or barn burner either. Like, the question marks I do have for this team are on the back end. Yeah. You know, Ristolainen, I don't know what you're going to have. Sanheim, he's going to be a stud.
Yeah.
I think he's probably their best on the back end.
Yes.
Ryan Ellis is getting older.
Ryan Ellis hasn't played since 2021.
Okay. Well, that answers that question.
I don't know if it was a chronic injury or something, but I forgot what the headline was for that, but he has not been playing for 4 years, but I think he's still getting paid.
Yeah, well.
Which stinks.
The plus I will say for this team is you reunited Jamie Drysdale and Trevor Zegras.
Yeah.
And those two are the best friends. And then I think Michkov will thrive under Rick Tocchet.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to have to deal with the up and down in the lineup as much as he did under the crazy man himself. But
yeah,
I think Michkov has to grow and mature still. He's definitely 20 and he definitely acts 20 years old.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
I'm interested to see. It's going to be a competitive team. But I still think they're middle tiering and you have a lot of question marks on the back end of your goalies.
Yeah. I mean, remember Sean Couturier got like healthy scratched as the captain of
Torts,
which was insane. And Couturier still put up 45 points. So the leadership group is great. Konechny is a absolute stud. And as you said, Sanheim's kind of their number one guy. I kind of agree with you. I think they're going to be competitive. I think they're going
to be fun to watch.
Win some games they shouldn't and lose some that they shouldn't.
Yeah.
And they're going to be in middle of the road or bottom of the Metro, which is okay.
Yeah. The Metro is going to be very wide open in a grand scheme of a lot of
things. Besides Carolina. It should be a battle for 2-3 in wild card spot.
Yeah.
My biggest question mark was, can Vladar be a number one?
It's asking a lot.
He's an interesting goaltender. I thought he was fantastic. What, in Calgary, right? So
yeah.
Yeah, you know, 12-11. His numbers aren't great. His goals against is a 2-8, but his save percentage is an 8.98. It's weird. So maybe, and he's playing this Flyers defense is kind of, so it'll be interesting to see if he can save games or not. Their door's closed. It hasn't been open for a while. We'll see if it starts to open with Tocchet and Briere kind of working together.
I think a lot is going to bank on how they do the next 1 to 2 years. I think he has 3 more years. Briere does, in my opinion.
Oh, okay.
If they're awful this year, then I think that leash gets shorter. All right, Mikey. So what are you thinking for our next team here? I think it's the team we've joked about, a team that's very interested. It was a team that was very good for many years in the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah.
they're a train wreck. We're it's going to be an interesting one. But
they're bad.
Their core is getting older.
And they still didn't do what they had to do and trade them.
Yeah.
Like Letang should have been gone. Malkin, I understand, but he should have been gone. Carlson, why was he even there in the first place?
That was a terrible deal in the first place.
Fleury should have never left. And now you have Dufus Dubas. And Dufus Dubas has done nothing but bring in draft picks. So you guys are in the rebuilding phase, I guess, which you should be. But now I think it's tank for McKenna. Yeah, I think you have to.
You have to.
You need to get him around Sidney Crosby. You need to. And then you just do it again with Crosby and get him till he's 45. Just play him till he's 45. Just keep doing the 2-year deals so McKenna can just keep playing with him. That is what I think about the Penguins right now.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're not wrong. Like this team. I'm
also probably not right.
I agree with you that you have to tank for the first pick. You have to.
Yeah.
Looking at this rest, like it sucks because some of the last years of Sidney Crosby, he's just going to be on one of the worst teams in the league.
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks for him, but he's not going to leave. Like, no. I think they would ask him if he wants to leave. But he will stick it out there. Rickard Rakell, you should have traded him at the deadline when his value is probably at the highest it was going to be.
Yep.
So that's going to suck. And then Brian Rust, also, I don't know what you're trying to accomplish holding on to him. Also, can we take a moment to talk about how stupid this D is? Because you went out, you added Matthew Dumba.
Nice.
You have Caleb Jones. You have Erik Karlsson. You have Chris Letang. You have the man himself, Ryan Graves, who we have talked about repeatedly as, what are you doing? Because you were on track to be a great defenseman, and then you've just become
nothing.
Nothing.
Space.
It's space. And it's sad because the years he was in Colorado, I was like, man,
we were like, we need to bring him in.
I would love to bring him in. And thank The Lord, we did not. Because it would have been another
NHL skates.
No, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He had a couple years in Colorado. Yeah, you're right. And then New Jersey, too. We were like, okay, he's still going. And then
you have an aging defensive group. A very aging defensive group with Letang, Ryan Shea, Carlson. Caleb Jones isn't young. I mean, they're in their mid-20s. But you had Joseph. P.O. Joseph was playing for this group last year. Like, you've had a lot of, like, spot fills. Like, you don't have a core of D. You have Letang and Carlson that you're paying way too much money to.
It's just, this is just exactly what I expected from Dubas, though. It really is.
Yeah.
I expected him to do nothing else but bring in big names that haven't been good in 6 years.
Which, I mean, in retrospect here, we're really ragging on Carlson. He can get you points, but he sucks defensively. Yeah. I mean, he put up 53 points last year.
And he gets hurt.
He played 82 games last year. He's played 82 games the last three seasons.
What about I thought he had a pelvic thing. Was that the year before?
So since 2022-23,
sorry, Eric Carlson.
He's played 82 the last three. Previous to that was 50, 52, 56, 53, 71, 77.
Okay, maybe we're talking a little too much on Carlson.
I just, for what he's making.
He put up 53 points last year.
Yeah, but he was a minus 24. Playing 23 minutes a night, which, I mean, hey, Tristan Jarry couldn't stop a puck to save his life.
So bad. Yeah, he was second in Norris voting when he was in 2015-16, and he was a minus two. So... and he had 82 points. How is that even possible? Minus 26, and he had 101 points. Well, that's San Jose.
I mean,
all right, never mind. Just the poor guy.
I mean, you got to trade him. I don't know.
But send him back to San Jose. I mean, wouldn't he like that?
No.
He could play top pair minutes with Nick Leddy.
That's true. But... but is he worth $11.5 million?
Of course not.
See, that's where it is right now. The man is 35 years old.
I mean, he could be. He's probably an $8 million defenseman.
Yeah,
8.5 because he still puts up 50 points, but he can't play defense. So it's like he's base. You might as well do the reverse Brent Burns and put him on forward.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you.
Sorry, Pittsburgh. We feel bad for you.
And I love Pittsburgh in the mid-2000s, man. When they were winning cups, when Crosby in 09.
Yeah, 16-17, too.
The 09 Stanley Cup hat, because I was like, this is great. I love this.
Yeah.
And
Crosby, man.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how this is going to go.
So your window is closed, and it's not opening anytime soon. No, but
sell.
That's
draft
the
capital and get prospects. And
so they have, and that's what we said. Dubas got some draft picks, but he needs to get more.
Yeah.
And then he needs to tank for the first overall pick because the NHL will give it to you. We know it's not random. It's they give it to the team they want.
They
to
need
see the
Penguins
superstar
to be good.
Yes. They need the Steel City to be better again. And I agree.
Yeah.
I want them to be good. And I want Crosby to compete in the playoffs at least one more time. So, the fact that your best additions are Matt Dumba and Anthony Mantha is just an L. Like, whatever, man. And sell, and get Gavin McKenna.
Yeah.
Not the only team that we're thinking this. Like, imagine if San Jose gets the first overall pick again and they have who they have. They get Celebrini, Will Smith. Who did they just get from the draft? Another stud at the second overall pick. What's his name? I can't think of his name. And then if they tank, he got Gavin McKenna. Like they could be good with Nick Leddy as your top pair.
Okay, Nick Leddy. Good lord.
We'll talk about San Jose in a few episodes.
Yeah. What'd they get? Misa.
Misa. That's right. Thank you. He's a stud. They're going to be good in like 5 years. They're going to be better than Chicago in 5 years, which is hilarious. Okay.
Yeah.
So topic, but that's Pittsburgh. This is what happens when we start talking about like bad teams or like even really good teams, we just go on these tangents. It's like, why didn't this team do this? Or why didn't that team do this? And it's like, I mean, you can't help yourself as a hockey fan to be like thinking about all these possibilities that could or would happen.
Pittsburgh picked a center, a 5'11 center with the 11th overall pick. That's going to be at least a couple years away.
Who was it?
Kindle.
Oh, yeah, never heard of him. We'll see. He might be good. You never know.
You never
know. Why is Dubas not going after a guy like Marco Rossi?
What does Bill Guerin really want?
Yeah. What would Bill Guerin get out of that? Probably nothing good.
What about
probably nothing? I mean, they could get Brian Rust.
Go talk to Dallas and get Robertson. Get Jason Robertson.
Do this?
Yeah.
Dallas would probably love Erik Karlsson for a year.
If you eat half of his contract.
They could do it. Robertson doesn't need to get signed yet.
That's true.
But Dallas. God.
Can you turn your team around quick if you get Rossi and Robertson?
They would probably be better than Philly.
I don't know if they go that far.
Never mind. Remember they got Artur Shelov. I forgot they got Shelov. We didn't even mention him. I'd say that's probably their best addition.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got playoff experience. He's still super young. He could possibly be a decent number one or 1B to whoever they go out and get eventually.
Yeah.
Dubas does it.
The truth of the matter is, can Crosby play 80 plus games again this year? Let's say 75 plus games with him getting a little bit older and being 37 and still put up 90 something points.
He's going to have 100 plus points this year.
Passing to who?
It doesn't matter. He'll just score and pass to himself.
He put off the boards to himself. He's going to double dip. He's going to have an assist to himself.
Since Raquel didn't get traded, Raquel had tuck 40, and then they have to get rid of him. Yeah. They'll have to.
I wonder if you could do a one for one, like a Raquel for Robertson.
No. Dallas would never. No.
Raquel for Rossi and something else?
I feel like Minnesota would think about that. I think if you do. I think they would rather have Rust, though.
Yeah. You're probably right.
I feel like Rust is a playoff player.
Yeah.
Which he is.
Also, can we take a moment to look at all these guys that put up 35 plus goals, 30 plus assists, and they're all silver minus? Like Raquel, minus 22. Crosby was minus 20. Karlsson was minus 24. Like, good Lord. Did we forget to stop a puck? Well, yeah, Tristan Jarry. He forgot how to play hockey.
Jarry and Nedeljkovic and whoever else is in that system. Jesus. All right. Let's move on.
Move on. We can just rag on to
technically
them.
Technically their rival.
Yeah.
The Washington Capitals, great season, as we mentioned before. Ovi did it. He did it. He's going to get 900 plus.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone's going to break that. That's what they all say, right? Great team. They retooled on the fly. Like you said, they brought in a Chychrun. What a pickup.
No, it was.
They brought in a Matt Roy. What a pickup. They brought in a Logan Thompson. What a pickup. Like, holy moly.
Talk about just fantastic figuring that out quick.
GM work, perfect. Yeah. Perfect GM work, and it worked out for them. They had an unreal shooting percentage last year, like way above everybody else. And that's kind of my biggest question mark for them is, can they still score like that at that rate?
Yes.
And that kind of tags on to, like, can Ovi score 20 plus again? And if this is his last year, I think he will, because he's the greatest to ever do it.
Yeah.
But it's going to be interesting to see who he plays with. I think he's still going to be with Stromer, but is, like, Protas up there? Are they going to throw Leonard on that line? Yeah. It's going to be really interesting to see. But their window's open.
Oh, for sure. Also, just some guys I'm excited to watch for the next couple years. Like,
yeah,
for the next probably 10 years.
Yeah, the only thing I think that sucks about the Capitals is they need to rebrand.
Yeah.
That's it. That's literally it. Like, right now, you guys can compete in the playoffs. You just have to have better jerseys.
Yeah, I mean they're in a open window.
Yeah.
An open window that I think is another 5 years.
Okay.
I mean, and I think a lot of that has to do with you have a group that is your core is that age group of like 25 to 30, yeah. 35-ish.
Dude, I genuinely can't believe Strom's on that team. Dude. For how cheap he is.
Yeah.
What a mistake out of Chicago.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Having him with Bedard would change so much.
Seriously.
You know?
Well, the other thing is, too, is can your young guys take another leap? Is right. Ryan Leonard going to be good this year? Is
right.
McMichael's going to be a stud? I love McMichael. Yeah,
well, what a guy. And they developed him from like the start, right?
Developed
like, he's a Hershey Bear, yeah?
I believe so, yeah. He was drafted in 2019, 25th overall.
Yeah, what a draft.
And I mean, he put up 26 goals last year and 31 assists. Plus 19. And was 46.8 on the dot. Played about 17 minutes a night.
Yeah, what a player. Good for him.
And he was a thorn in the Blues side.
Yeah.
It was.
The Blues cannot stop secondary scorers sometimes.
Like, yeah.
It seems to be like that.
A decent defensive group, too.
Oh, I think that so underrated.
Yeah,
I mean, so under a Chychrun, bro.
Chychrun has flourished there.
They got him
there.
For nothing.
Flourishing there too. That's the other thing. Flourishing there. You have Rasmus Sandin also playing great hockey, and a guy that I don't think gets appreciated enough. I think Trevor Van Riemsdyk is the nice stability defenseman.
Oh yeah,
he's not flashy. He's not going to be the best of the best, but he is serviceable and he is a filler that can be a contributor on a good team. And
yeah, that's what he's just a great depth piece to have. He's just one of those guys.
Also,
it's amazing how hockey works.
Yeah.
Before you say your point, it's amazing how hockey works. You could be Sean Avery and be like a must-have on a team.
Yeah. Shout out Sean Avery if you want to come on the show. We'd love to have you, my guy.
Sean Avery. Like him and like a Van Riemsdyk. Like teams need those guys. And like I feel like in other sports, that doesn't matter. Yeah. It just doesn't matter. Like the only baseball team to do it is the Cardinals.
Yeah.
In like 2011 where we had a bunch of like, and then pool holes. Like, it's just so funny how hockey works, man.
Yeah. My last point I kind of had on them though. First off, shout out Chucky Sideburns. I love you, Lindgren.
Yes.
But it's crazy to think that John Carlson's 35.
Yeah. He's kind of like at that Petro age.
Yeah, it's weird because the guys that we watched as we grew up and have watched over the years, it's crazy. A lot of them are starting to get old.
Yeah.
In the terms of hockey. I mean, 35 is not old, but like, it's just crazy. It's crazy that like we're watching the last couple of years of Ovechkin. We're watching the last couple of years of Crosby.
That's going to suck when they both are gone, man. It's going to really suck.
It's going to be interesting. Shout out lastly here for talking about the Capitals. TJ Oshie, happy retirement, my guy.
Yes. Hopefully you're feeling a lot better, too. Like,
nothing but a class act player. He still will go down as one of my favorite all-time players.
Easy.
When I met him at his rookie camp and he took the time to sign every kid's autograph. And
everything.
Was the nicest person I had ever met when I was a kid. So, great team. I think this team is going to be good. I think this team is going to be competitive.
Oh, yeah.
Great coaching staff. Great front office. Like you said, rebrand and
that's it.
You're there.
I think the rebrand might put you over the hump.
Yeah, maybe.
Cardbury, by the way, so good.
So good.
What a guy, too. Yeah. He's like that young coach you need sometimes with that veteran core. Keep him young. My question is John Carlson a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
1,000-plus games, 725 points. He's a plus 103. He has a Stanley Cup. He's averaged 24 minutes a night in his career. Like, wow, 2,000-plus blocks. He barely misses games. Like, last year he had 51 points, bro. What a legend. So
I think he has to be.
How is he not won a Norris Trophy? I just don't. He got second place in 1920. Let's see who he lost to. Roman Josi. And he, how did Roman Josi win that though? He had 10 less points. I guess defense, like, I don't know.
That's when they still were factoring
popularity,
in defense then.
Wild. I think Carlson should have had that. Anyways, yeah, I think he's probably a Hall of Famer too. One of the better American right-handed defensemen, for sure.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay. Yeah, what are you going to say? Sorry.
No, I think he has to be a... He has to be, don't you think?
Yeah, yeah. I don't doubt it for a second. He's still putting up 50.
Yeah.
At 35 years old.
And we'll go down.
I mean, so is Eric Carlson.
That's true. We'll go down as one of the top U.S. defensemen, too.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's hard for him not to be in that realm of one of the top. Not, I mean, he's probably not the best, won't right. be the best, but he'll be in that conversation.
He'll be up there for sure. Yeah, what a legend.
So
he's 27th overall pick. And he's stayed with them his whole career. So good.
Talk about a year he was drafted. Sorry, segue here. I mean, Stamkos went that year. He was drafted in 2008. So Drew Doughty went that year.
Draft.
Zach Bogosian, Petrangelo, Luke Shen.
Who else is on here?
Josh
Bailey.
Tyler Myers.
Eric Carlson.
Kyle Beachman.
Eberle. Tyler Ennis. Markstrom. Jake Allen. That's funny. They were drafted in the same draft. Josi was in this draft. Jeez. Yeah, what? This is a stacked draft.
This was a crazy draft, man. Travis Hamonic, nice. Who's still playing.
Yeah. Yeah, Yuri Laterra.
Yuri. Good Lord.
Oh, man.
But.
Wow.
Yeah, interesting draft year. Man, we had a lot of
draft picks. Adam Henrique's on here, too. I didn't know he was that late in the draft. Holy moly. It's fun to see all this stuff, man. See where these guys were. Brody's in this draft. Like, Gustav Nyquist is in this draft. Like, wow.
But
all right.
That being
said, let's go to the finals.
Yeah, we will predict here. So I'll go with my list, and then we'll let Mike finish it up with his list here.
Okay.
I have Carolina going number one. Who do you have number one? We'll go back and forth with our picks for.
Okay. I have the Hurricanes as well. They are the number one team in the Metro.
I have the Devils as number two.
So do I. Yeah. Devils at two. I agree with you. I think this is their bounce back year.
I have the Capitals at number three.
I have the Rangers.
Yeah.
I mentioned this before. I think this is the three seed. They have to. If they don't bounce back, Panarin's gone and Zibanejad's gone. And then it's really going to be a question mark on what Kachuri's going to do. So.
Yeah. I have the Rangers in my four spot.
And then I have Columbus.
Okay.
Them and the Capitals for me can flip flop at 4 or 5 because the Capitals are going to make the playoffs, whether it be wildcard 2-1 or the three seed. So like these three here are kind of like interchangeable, but like something about the Blue Jackets with the youngsters that were so close. And then the GM having the gonads to be like, oh, I'll go get Noah Dobson. But then when the Islanders try to like take control of that situation, he's like, nah, we're good. And then he just brings Fabro back. And I love that.
Yeah.
Like, I love that. It's just goaltending, obviously, for them. But I think they're going to sneak in, whether it be one of these seeds. So,
yeah, no.
All right.
So, number six.
You have Columbus at five.
Oh, yeah, I have Columbus at five. Sorry.
And then I have Washington at five. So, like we said, kind of interchangeable.
Yeah, interchangeable.
Those your three are in a different order than my three there.
Yeah.
For three, four, five.
So, our sixth spot, I have the Flyers.
Okay, this is your kind of step-up team in the Metro.
Yeah, I have the Flyers figuring it out a little bit, and I think a lot of that has to do with Rick Tocchet, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, and I like this pick. I almost agree with you, because I do think Vladar can be a solid 1A.
Yeah.
But they don't really have a 1B, so it's relying on him, and then Zegras has to go off.
Zegras has to find his game again. If Zegras finds his game again, I think we're talking they're a different team.
I think he needs to find a better game. I think he needs to be even better than what he was when people were always talking about him.
Yeah.
Playing with Drysdale's good. But now you have to start playing heavy because Philly will eat you alive.
My thing is, he has to play heavy. He has to stay healthy. He's a player of class. That was the debate we always had. That we were like, do we maybe try to get Zegras here in St. Louis? But you were always like, he's made of glass, bro. And I was like, you're right. Like, I can't deny it.
We'll see what happens. Interesting pickup
by Breer. So we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I think it's going to pay off. It just, like you said,
yeah,
healthy.
Your six is interesting.
I had the Penguins.
Yeah.
You guys stink. But I also think the Islanders and the Flyers stink worse, man. Those three for me are also kind of interchangeable.
Yeah, it's like,
I want the Penguins to be better than those two. That's why I have them there.
Yeah.
Crosby can steal games. And they still have Eric Carlson.
Still have Eric Carlson.
They have guys that can put up crazy numbers, but they just really need to stop the puck. And now they have Shelovs. So,
we'll see. I have the Penguins at my seventh spot. So
I have Islanders. So,
and then I have the Islanders at eight. So Mike and I both agree. The bottom three are pretty much interchangeable between Philly, Pittsburgh, and the Islanders.
Even the middle three in this division are like, there's chances for the Rangers to get three or the Capitals to get three or the Blue Jackets to get a wild card.
You're not wrong. I agree with you and 100% on that. So end of the day, the Metro Conference, Metro Division is, a lot up for grabs. Carolina, I think, has secured the first place spot.
They own it.
New Jersey, if they stay healthy. And it's all going to come down to health. Because if they lose the back end, they're done.
Yeah.
And we didn't even talk about Dougie. Can Dougie stay healthy for a full season?
Yeah, right.
But interested to see how this goes. I feel like our predictions this year going into this season are going to be a little bit better than last year.
I don't even remember what we said last year. I had the Devils in the final.
Yeah. Well,
then they got hurt. See?
Yeah, see? You might have been on to something.
No.
But as always, guys, this is, we love doing this and can't thank you enough. But we'll be back. We'll have more episodes coming out. I think, what are we going to do next week? What are we feeling?
I think we're going to stay in the East, right? Atlantic, and then we'll do the Pacific, and then we'll end with Central with the Blues.
Yeah, so we'll bring the Atlantic Division to you next week, and then we'll have hopefully a surprise here coming soon too.
Yeah, yes, which will be hopefully a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm
assuming
there's
going to be some good times.
Yeah, should be good.
All right.
As always,
much love,
you guys. Peace.
Let's go Blues.
Let's go Blues.